in the smack. I read you last in the lashon of the smack from the Hagol smack, Rabbeinu Yechiel from the Beit Yosef. And the Talmidim found that we have a smack in this place. Tani Cohen has a smack. It's unbelievable. So they looked it up and they found one letter difference. One letter is different. The way it's quoted in the Beit Yosef or it's printed in our version. It's amazing what one letter can do for you. L'kach haya omim o'ra ben Yechiel. Adam shu itu yad yamino. We have the gear from Beit Yosef. Sherogil atmo lichtov gambi yamin. V'oz yinich v'smol atmo. Dika tola b'ksiva. Fine. So saying, a person to lefty, who also writes righty, puts tefillin on the left hand. Fine. But there's one letter different over here. Rabbi Yechiel is quoted as saying, Adam shu itu yad yamino. She yargil atmo lichtov gambi yamin. Quite a big difference between rogil and yargil. Rogil is describing a fact. Yargil is a recommendation. Someone, like the, I mentioned that in so recent times, it was considered a stigma to be a lefty. Ooh. So they would force the lefty to write right-handed. No. The mothers and the fathers who forced their children to write right-handed, they were following the advice of Rabbeinu Yechiel. They didn't try to crush his left-handedness, as they do sometimes, but they told him to write right-handed as well, which makes them into a person who puts on the left hand. Presumably, the reason Rabbeinu Yechiel is that he's worried that Yitzhar is a machlekes. You know, the mafurish of right, Yitzhar puts a tefillin on the right hand. We already saw yesterday that according to the Mordechai, Rashi disagrees. According to the Mordechai, according to one Tana, Rashi says that Rov Siva is Rov, in other words, with their right hand, implying that even if you write with your left hand, it's still put a tefillin on the left hand anyway. Because to get out of any shilas, he's able to start right-handed, and then you can put your tefillin on your left hand. Now, clearly, Rabbi Yechiel really gets involved in more shilas, because if the person is writing right-handed, is also doing many more things with his left hand is stronger, his left hand is more. Nope, he didn't consider that to be a shilas. He's passing the hechlet, depends upon ksiva. This is the advice of Rabbi Yechiel and Agos. The difference of one letter is something which is worth noting. And I was mentioning the pedal that the new Torah Beis Yosef didn't make the Torah. Okay, that's footnote number one before I even begin. Here's the smack. Go look it up. Number one. Number two, the Vilna Gaon denies the whole thing. I didn't mention it to you yesterday. It's my mistake. The Vilna Gaon, I have it in the Birchas Elio. You can look it up if you want to see it in big print. In Simon Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Yud Zayin, the Gra, we already mentioned the idea of the Gra's Sak, that we follow the Yad Keha, and we don't go and go to the Sugya of Gidem, which we'll get to later today, Mitzvah Hashem, but towards the end, the very end, he says, if you hold from Yod Cha with a Chaf Hei, you follow the Rav Masen. But after Av Nosson, Ein Muchruch Sheholach HaKsiva Didei. Why? Because maybe you follow the Ksiva Rav Olam. Look at Rashi. We know the Rashi. Rashi can say you follow the Rav Olam. Fine. Then look at this lesson of the Gra. Very interesting lesson. Yesterday we never looked in the Mordechai because we weren't prepared. Let's open the Mordechai now and let's start right now with this line. Actually is an earlier line, but let's start with that. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And now I'm sure that the visiting days is the memory and you're all prepared and everything is Kedasa Kedin. There's a one head over here. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. I think we read this one yesterday, did we not? Mi Rashi Zal Gabek Sivas goes over to Amud Beis, page 26. Gabek Sivas Mezuza Pirish Darov Olam Koy. The Ain O Tolib Yemin Mismoldi Day. When we talk Pirusha Nira Lari, the Polig Midrav Nassim, at Dafilu Mister Meniach Mismol. You know what's going on according to Shita Mordechai? That Rav Nassim to the left, he puts Tzvon on the left tape, all the rolls. And Tanakama also says, you put it on the left hand. Because Yotcha is left. And it's a question of who you're passing like. Rav Ashi would clearly hold, the Bryce would be like somebody. So the Bryce of Hita be a man, it goes upon the Rav Ashi of Yad Kaya. Okay, is that clear? This is the Mordechai says. Says the Gra, it's wrong. It's wrong. He thinks the Mordechai is wrong. How do you know Machlokas Tanah by the lefty? It's a Tam Brysa. No, what's that? Ha'ika Kamashka Safti, the Gra says. The Rashi Meforesh the Ein Chiluk because of the Chud. Rashi says that writing doesn't mean much, doesn't mean much of a difference. Even a quarter of Nosim, who derived Ukshart and Mukhtaftim, it's not that it literally depends upon the hand that writes is the hand that ties. No. Rav Nosson is simply deriving the fact that the average person puts tefillin in his left hand from Ukshart and Mukhtafta. Because most people write right-handed and therefore would tie right-handed. But Rav Nosson doesn't argue on Eter. Rav Nosson agrees that an Eter puts tefillin on his right hand. But how do you define an Eter? An Eter is defined by Rov Matzin. Again, because Rav Nosson didn't argue. What led Rashi to this conclusion? They follow the Rov. Because it says Rav Nosson no me'enot tzarech. Means he doesn't argue with the Tanakhama. And if, in fact, the quantity of Nosson depends upon how you write, so he clearly argues on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama just talks about Yodcha. So Rashi learned that even quantity of Nosson, the real Yafusa is just telling you that Shira Ksiva. But as far as the Eter is concerned, the Lefty is concerned, the Ksiva does not determine anything. The Divrei Rashi and Iker, plainly Rav Nosson, and any of them we pass like Rav Ashi, so therefore, Zvar Rishon and Iker, you should put tefillin opposite the hand which you do your Rav Masimin, and not the hand of Ksiva. This is the Gra thing. But the Gra is not exactly the same as the Mordechai within Shitas Rashi. A different Pshat in Rashi. Fine. Good. So this is the discussions we had yesterday. We came up to an interesting conclusion at the end, which was that although there are many poskim who follow the Gra against the Ramah, Rov, Klal Yisrael, still Yotze B'Yad Ramah, they still follow the Ramah. The average Jew, he writes with one hand, still going back on the other hand, period. Doesn't even think twice about it. Simple Jew, follows the Ramah. Blumdim, more into Shitas HaGrah. And I wanted to be Mechadish yesterday, even if on Shitas HaGrah, we reject the Shita of brute strength, which is the sheet of the Mordechai quote, would it not shayach Rov and Mir? Rather, we accept the sheet of Rov Malak Po, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Mishnah Berurah explains it by Lipa Arichus, and Rov Malak Po, I thought a chiddush depends upon what malachas you're doing all day. So when you were a farmer and you were working with brute strength most of the day, so the Rov Malak Po would be, generally speaking, with a stronger hand. But today, that we work at desk jobs and similar things, so most of our malachas are done with our more dexterous hands. The most dexterous hand is, generally speaking, the hand with which you write. And therefore, I'm saying that the hand with which you write is going to win, not only because of the Ramah's Siva theory, but it could even win on the Merov Malachas theory. Because usually, most of what we're doing today do not require strength, but rather require dexterity, which is exactly what writing requires. That was what I said yesterday, Chiddush. Okay. But before I get back to that Chiddush, let's look into the Mordechai itself, which I want to go into it line by line, and yesterday was not appropriate. So let's go back today. In the Mordechai already, let's go in. First of all, the Mordechai throws in a new Svara over here. Page 26, the new Svara. Line 5. Om the Mirab Yitzchok, the Mavik, the Samach, with the Samsar, Shetay Tzima, Kenegan Alev, Mashma, that Eater, Boil, Anuche, Bismo, Shavei Alev, Bismo. Any lefties in the room? Fill your heart to the left side. Roch Hashem, that means you're normal. That means, as a Tzima, Kenegan Alev, according to that Russia, should be even a left, you should put it on the left hand. That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai based on the Gemara of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The truth is, Rose Post can say nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. It's the Esh Litcho. Talking for Rusho. For Aces Roa, Yehaniach Tzorach, Shem Mechuvin, Kineged Alev. It means not right versus left, but in the, how high it should be. We'll get to that figure out later today. It should be Kineged Alev. Now, where exactly is the heart? Any doctors say, where exactly is the heart? And I mean, how high up is the heart?
Yeah,
right here? Hatzalah, yeah? So make a beeline from where the heart is to the left. It's up into your left hand, and see how high it is on your left hand to see approximately how high it should be. Now, this is, of course, because you saw the whole discussion of Tosis. Someone said, there's a Habamina, put the tefillin over here, on the forearm. First, spent time rejecting it. So that's obviously not connected to the leg. But the intricacies of exactly where it is on the upper arm, I don't know if Kenegalev is going to help us too much, because I'm not sure how precise it can be. That's why I give you in charge to figure the exact upper and lower limit of the heart and make a left turn and take a pencil or some kind of indication on your left hand and show me where it is. Not now, we'll get to it later. Okay? Fine. It's all part of CPR, etc. Okay. Let's go on. And he proves it. Small be the Samtem Shtima Kenegan Alev. How come no one quoted the Shtima Kenegan Alev? That's not doing anything. That's discussing the height, not discussing left versus right. The Imlaf here, Shakuntatis, the Mephorah, Abnosim, Gufe, Isle, Ita, Menech, Biamino. Exactly as the Gros said. Kevin Shakosim, the Small. Vika Lememar. Lo pligi ela b'mashmo zorshim. Im ken ita yamin nikri le smolo. Now what do you mean mashmo zorshim? By an absolute full lefty, avada, mashmo zorshim. You'll say a lefty puts on his right hand because it's yad keo, or puts on his right hand because he writes left-handed, that, mashmo zorshim. But what do you do in the mixed-up cases? Right? Where he's half and half in the direction. Then it's not just Mashmo Darshan, as we saw in the Shita Mekubet. It's very relevant to know which source is in fact the accurate one. I'm not exactly sure what he means when he says Mashmo Darshan. I'm not quite sure. Let's go on. L'chein Mashmo Perek Abone. The Parich, the Mishnah says in the Sefer Shabbos, look it up in Kuvbeis, that a person is lefty, is chayv, when he writes lefty, writes chayv, and or righty. Amai, levi smol di dekim in the alma of the smol the chayv li min lo the chayv lefty right hand it should be potter. Should be potter. So what do you see, Clark? That depends upon him. Right? Each and every person measures separately. We don't say that if you're right-handed, you're potter. Why? But most people write in the Bichayim. So just if you follow the majority in the Chushabis, you follow the majority in the Chushabis. Is that a good raya? So it's a pelvic raya. When it comes to Shabbos, you have Melechus Mach Shabbos, he says, Kalach HaYad is Potter. If it's abnormal, it's not Kederach HaMalacha, you're Potter. In Tefillin, though, it's just an indication of a Yadrasha. Ukshatim Uksavtim, so completely, to my mind, it's completely tenable to maintain the Mordechai's version of Rashi. And you follow the majority of people with respect to the term which hand is gets the Tefillin, you know, it's impossible to follow the majority with respect to Chiv and Ptur and Nechol Shabbos. It's Raya, it's a Shvach HaRaya. Seems to me, that's such a great riot. Let's go on. Viteda, what's Viteda? We're going back to our sugya. Viteda, the beer of the Marabotcha Ben and the Mana. Viteda, the koya sugya shlefanenu, the makshev atanya iter meniach b'smol. Okay? V'dimishani kitanya ibishol abishnei odom. The Gemara of Rice, which says, that a lefty puts two on the left hand. What do I answer? Ambidextrous. Below Mishani Rav Nosan Otanakami. Ah. So why didn't the Gemara answer the price which says the lefty puts on the left hand goes according to Rav Nosan? And according to Rav Nosan, if he sees this Rashi, everybody puts on the left hand? Or Tanakama for that matter. Woo. So now I got the impression, even according to Tanakama, you put your tefillin on what? On the right hand. That's exactly what the Gra says. Because the Gra says, ain't no Tzorach, and there's no Machlokas, and everyone says the same thing, and no one argues with the Bryce later. That's filling is on the right hand. Earlier, the Mordechai said that the first day are clearly held to the left hand. Yotcha. As opposed to Yamincha. It's on the Drusha. Now we're assuming, no. Yamincha means a stronger hand, as we saw many times in the Gemara. That for a lefty, the left hand is called the Yamin. And therefore, the Zomach loves all three sheets of Tanoim, according to the Mordechai's Maskona, seems to say, that a lefty puts tefillin on the right hand. Fine. And the proof, I saw Rav Chaim Kanevsky with the proof in the same, in Tefillin Sorosh, that V'chol Tanala Me'al Raglo, the Raglo means the right foot. But still, if he's left-footed, he kicks left-footed, so they're supposed to say, you're on the left foot. So the fact that it doesn't mean it's absolutely unchanging for a person who is left. Now let's go a little further. A little further in the morning. No. That's not a riot. Because we wanted to make the price of Ita be if it's small according to everybody. Not only according to the first Tana or two. Inami? Who cares? It is who lo havishim chidush. The mehecha nimita. It would be obvious. Maybe according to Tanakamer of Nosan, Ita puts in fact still on the left hand. Maybe. Umiyu, let's go on. Umiyu im hiri galatmo lakum shumdover biyad lohavi ar galoso klum nukir ite. Elam ken nolat ken. Vid lo muki masnisin de perak abona kshihir galatmo lichlo vismo. When they got stuck on Masech the Shabbos, so why did they say yechayev both hands when you train yourself to write left hand? Kind of why is that? Yesh litkos. This is a very shvera reputation. The pashtus is that Hergelo should work. Why should Hergelo not work? I want to be svara, forget Gemara. Why should Hergelo not work? Right now, he changed, he's different. No? Right now, he's different. I don't know. There's obviously a svara. We saw the Magad Avraham passing this way, and now he's achra. It's natural winds and artificial does not work. I don't know. But most folks can reject that distinction. Yeah. And that is dependent on how God created you, not how you made yourself. Could be. All right. Not a bad spot. So, but it's not an issue of Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Let's keep going. Umir Nira Lerat. We keep getting running into this rat. Now, who is he? Then we're going to figure out who is Rabbeinu. Tzadok, I'm not sure. Tzvi, I don't know. Who is the rat? Tzviikir Koach Talia Milta. Okay. Depends upon Iker Koach. Iker Koach is a very misleading phrase. What does Iker mean? It's not just yesterday. Iker Koach means the brute strength. That's what I have with Hollywood. Iker Koach is stronger hand. You can only have one strong hand. If you don't know what it is, like we could go to the, I think under the design is a weight room. Is it still there? The weight room? No one? Where is it now, the weight room? Oh, so it's not functional now. Whatever, we'll bring it over here, weight into the base measure. And if you have any doubt, we'll try both hands and see whichever hand lifts more. That's the Iker Koach. That's easily determined. Fine. Look at the next line, hard line. Vimhigal afiksiva with supikri. What does it mean? Vimhigal afiksiva. Before that, we just said before, it sounds like you said before, Vimhigal asmal asas shum dover, it's no good. Maybe it is good. No good. It's unclear what came before. Now it's saying, Vimhigal afiksiva with supikri. Digal Farsh of Nazak the Parishis. What does that mean, Afik Siva? More than that. Can you be married with yourself with Koach? Disciple answer was no, they told me, I'm wrong. You can, if you're a righty, I'm a righty, I'm mostly a righty. If I want, I can go to the weight room and spend the next month lifting weights with my left hand, and by the time I gotta go home, my left hand will be stronger. Is that true? Anyone knows that is that accurate? It can be done. Sounds crazy, but apparently can't. Sounds over here, you can do it. Here you go, Afik Siva. I love your marvel that your left hand should be, you could be able to write, but you made your left hand into a stronger hand as well. Okay, should lift weights. Fine. I saw it in the bottom of the beer, it said that the word Af is lav dafka. Okay, Af lav is lav dafka. What's the supergri? What does that mean? So I thought it meant, according to the tzad earlier that said that Hergel the Ksiva does not work, maybe Hergel Atzmo Af, these Magams of and everything, Ksiva and Koyach and everything, then maybe it would work. Perhaps. These are some of the views I had in the Lashonis of the Mordechai. Fine. Good. Now let's turn our attention to what we spoke about yesterday at the end of the shiur. What do you do with somebody who is half and half? I want to show you a beer halacha who helps out the average person that we spoke about a few minutes ago, who was a natural lefty, was converted into a righty, but won't help out my son Simcha, and some others who are in the same category. Take a look in the Hochi. Simcha of Zion. The Hochi knows. There are more files, Siva and Ksiva only. I am going to Avram, Shekazim, the Lizei, Azu, Afilim, who show the Bishnah Yodah, the Ksiv, everyone has the Mishnah Brura, from the new Talmidim, there are 10 in a box right over there. Again, Afilim, who show the Bishnah Yodah, the Ksiv, Meniach, the Smol, Kol Adam, that's what Rabbi Nechiel says, Av, Sheshar, Kol Masav, Olsa, the Smol, that's Mefurish. He quotes the Bach, who argues, and says, Davkem, Kosev, Vyamino, Sheshar, Kol Masav, Olsa, the Smol, that's the Bach. But the Bach, we mentioned this morning, did he have Agos Mak? Did he have a base Yosef? Mefurish in Agos Mak as cited by Beis Yosef. I don't know what the Bach is saying. And the Mogan Agrav is the Talmud Shulchan Aruch, but in Achra, as we saw earlier. But believe it or not, the Malbim likes the Bach. And the Gra B'chlal holds that the first day is right. Now the Mishnah Brura is tottering. All of a sudden, he's always a consensus builder. All of a sudden, the consensus is falling out from under him. You have a Ramo. It usually ends, usually closure. My Ramo said it, Hachi Nog, end of story. Most Sak stops with the Ramo. Hachi Nog are the two most powerful words you can have out of the Ramo. Finish. No argument. Hachi Nog. All of a sudden, the Mishnah Brura gets nervous. Because the Bach, and the Magen Avraham, even though he held like against the Bach, but he had Psach Ro. And then the Malbim liked the Bach, and the Gro Bechlal liked the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. Now what do you do? Mikom Akom, Nira Nizdaiti, the Nuchala Hamlet Ala Oilum, the Noagan Aloha Kaliba the Shulchachuli Alma. Maybe even the people who think they only rely on their Amor is the Chuli Alma. Why? When Hovin Shayutral Tories, this fighting word, it's common to fix up the minute Shayutral, shouldn't be only hanging on the Hachi Nog of the Ramah, everyone has, should be the Cholar Day. Why? Nearly, that feel the day are we shown, they follow Rov Malachas, Hani meaning the Biyad Shakosev Bo and Yocholas Kulas Achev. He only writes, just for writing, which is a typical case of those natural lefties, they were full lefties. And the mother forced him to tie the right left hand behind the back, right-handed. So all he could do was right, nothing else. I'm going to also yad, yocho gam ke las pulas achei, rak shim nochel olas of a yad sheni, mikri sholet bishtayad of a chule alma, kevin de bayad ha sheni, ein o yocho licht of klal, v'chol yad yesh lo maila bifnei atzma, that's a chidish godel, Ein der Dommel am Aschik Asavne, bis mich der Bruch und Korn Kaffee, die wir Matzl Scholeit. Where there he wrote, im Nokol Olas of the Small, af Shiyoch Olas of Kam Bimin, is not called, ambidextrous. If you're, there are people who are lefty, but they're very talented. They can do everything with both hands. But they can do everything easy with the left hand. He's a lefty, says the Mishnah Berurah. But over here, different. Because over here, he's writing right-handed. And all the rest of the malachas, he's the same kind of guys before. These are basically ambidextrous, easy with the left. So then the Mishnah Berurah is to be a lacha, right? That guy is certainly considered ambidextrous. We said before, if he does everything better lefty and not as well righty, he's considered a lefty. But here the calculus changes. If it's everything better lefty and not so well righty, but he writes right-handed, that guy is certainly considered at least an ambidextrous person if it's falling on the left hand. Gewaldic. He solved all those artificial natural lefties who wrote right-handed. He didn't help my son at all. Why not? He's fakir. He writes left-handed and he's stronger right-handed. And he brings a right from Shari Tshuva. Let's leave it the right. Fine. It doesn't help me. So the only thing which helps some people of that nature that we spoke about yesterday, that Rov Malachto is not through strength, and depends upon Malachto, as he said, what you are doing. Fine. That's what I wanted to say. Yes? The Bach? Over here? Right. Well, I don't understand. Who cares? If you have the gift of Yagel, that's what the Rabbeinu Chiyah is going over to a lefty. Hello, Mr. Lefty. How are you? Have a good day. I have a suggestion for you, Mr. Lefty. What's that? Start writing with your right hand. Do I stop writing left hand? No. Okay, keep writing left hand. Just write with your right hand. Come back 2 days later. I did it. I can write right-handed. Gewaldic. Okay? Now put your toe on your left hand. Listen, you said you put your toe on your left hand because you're writing right-handed and left-handed. You write with both hands. The only difference is that according to the Jewish Church, he's describing a fact, and according to Rabbi Nechiel is advocacy. He's telling you to do it that way. But the bottom line is going to be the same. It does count, he says. Yeah. Yaga Latzmo, he's suggesting you should count, do it, and you'll put your toe on your left hand. I'm somewhere here. Take a look. Oh, I took out the bookmark. You'll find it. Take a look. Okay, Rabbi Sai. I want to talk about the Gidame story a little bit. Sif Aleph. Did you have the Mishnah Berurah help with the Sif Aleph? But don't close the Mordechai yet. The Mechaber writes the Ramo, excuse me. If Simon Chav Zayin Sif Aleph writes at the end of the Sif, Yidem She'ein Lo Yad Rak Droa Sheniach Belo Brocha. A person who puts on Nebuch has no hand, only has an upper arm. He should put on the tefillin without a brocha. Who said so? Look at the parentheses. This is an amazing thought. Tosus Perak HaKomet, Chasu De Gidem Chayev, Uva Or Zerua Kotas HaPotas. Give you a whole line up here. It's amazing. Freedom of speech. We recognize opposing views. Or Zerua Kotas HaPotas. Why does Zerua say a potas? I looked it up. Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin. Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin. So, I looked it up. He says that according to the Tanakhama, you are potter. Against Tyson says that there's no machlokas. Mara machlokas, mara machlokas, pligi. If you have an arm above the elbow, your arm exists, you're chayav. If never, it doesn't exist, you're potter. There's no machlokas. This is a little strange in the lust of the Gemara, that's what Tyson says. And then elbow. But if you have a little bit of the forearm left, then everyone has a rule agreed to tell you how to put on soon. You make a broch. Okay, but which is pretty recent in the Mishkabur time. You look it up, that's what it says. You look up here, if I'm going to wrong, it's not correct. If I'm wrong, didn't have an Azarua. He suggests that Azarua is a different girsa. Instead of the girsa, ain't no Zroa, ain't no Ella Zroa. Very creative, but it's just not the case. Because if you look at Azarua, we have it right here, the blue book on top. But it's there over there. Okay, just for your information. Let's go on. So Azarua has another Kiddush stuff, which is that a person has no left hand, you put the tefillin on the right hand. If you never thought of it. We thought until now the person never is amputated, but there's no tefillin. Now it's suggesting, you know, the left hand is amputated, put the tefillin on the right hand. On the right hand. And those rules get puppet. The machlokata ha-tanoim. Ha-tanoim. It's kind of like this, an interesting thing. Of course it's supposed to be doesn't open the right hand at all. But then obviously just look at the practical case where there is a left hand, the right hand doesn't come into the picture at all. So there is a left hand, the person is machadish. But one source where he has whether the upper arm left does exist, say a chayah. Other cases does not exist. Your purpose. No my question. So it's run two sources. The first side is no. It's referring to a chance of the existing upper arm, and the machloek is being highly impossible on the upper left arm, and he wants to pass him possible. And then it's just another shot. Another shot. It exists an upper left arm, and but you should certainly possible on the upper left, the shot is higher on the upper right. A whole shot. And pass him possible anyway. Now, let's take a look at both guys. We don't have to grow up. All I from the Gross. It's the Kron Vov. I asked you to see this. The Gross is Kron Vov. Gross is a great lens. It's all discussion. And he quotes other sources. But he says at the end, ain't not giving him a nice putter. Your Amor is not sure if I have a putter. Just put it on without a bracha. But the Gross himself passing that you're tired for sure. Bottom line, if you have a left upper arm, you're chayav. You're not chayav in the right at all, and you're chayav in the left. According to the places, there's no machloek, it's about everyone agrees to your chayav. And according to Azur, there's a machloek, it's about some pass from chayav. Not the Azur himself, we pass from chayav. You know, Lord says, better do it out of broken. The Goyin wasn't given to these kinds of stories, you know. Presumably he would pass from Medina. You should begin to draw the Kuri Amachayev of the smoke. And Sak, I told Sikil Adina, he gears the Shalanu. And even though the Ruah passed in that way, for the one gear, so he has to get a different gear, so the Ruah wants to pass it to make a brook. And there are most that don't make a brook. It's a terribly rare case terrible cases where a person never has no upper left hand at all, arm at all above the elbow. But take a look over here, interesting Bialach, which I'm wondering about this. Look at this. Bialach, this bone, I guess you see. End of Vibra Maso Vihita. Can your hand change? Not by exercise or by training, but never by a terrible accident. Vidda. Haven't seen it? It's page 74, about the 10th line, or 8th line in the Bialach. Lefima shekasavno lemala v'nikta smolo v'lo nishol akim et kiboret v'mi'ikir adin chayav v'niyach chaleh atzvillin. It must be thrown on the upper left hand, we just got this saying. With a bracha, without a bracha, the shayla. Who adin, look at this now. V'nikta yadin nino, never. His right hand becomes amputated. V'lo nishol akim et kiboret. All he's left with is the upper right arm. Left, the right form is gone completely, Rahman al-Islam. Chayev laniyach ata aleo tfilin. The ata acha shehirigal ata lasu the small, hayemin nasu small. Never. It's not that he became better with his left hand, but never he became worse to his right hand. His right hand, he's never lost his right hand with the least the elbow. But by definition, this guy also becomes a lefty. Rahmanis. But the milk is still, the result is the same. You have to put still now on the right hand. So I see the beer halach. Now, hold on. Let's look at the Mr. Gruas of Cotton Vov. Mr. Gruas of Cotton Vov is a solid. The name of Yat Mo Cloud. Oh, yeah, yeah. No left hand. There's no mokum kiboras, never, because it's cut off, fire up. Potter melaniyah kashayad af yamin. No shoshayad. The yesh machmirin bazeh. Some say you put tefillin on the right hand. Wow. Says the Sharatin, the Pesach Zion, Ayin Shizut Yankov Ashkachayim, Al Kaponim Believe Racha. Now, if you look in the Bear Hated, quote the Shizut Yankov, doesn't quite say Believe Racha. What do? You make two brachas on the Shoros. You Ashkenazim. Well, I think that's what he means, Believe Racha. No seventh bracha on the Shoyad. You make a bracha, 200 sharot, you would make anyway if he had no tefillin, if he had lost the tefillin, you have to make 200 sharot. Obviously, you have in mind that the shalom, you have to go on the shoyad as well. But I'm wondering about this thing. What happens to the person who lost his right hand? And not the key then be a min. I feel a nick that I'll call a yad, Mr. Rogers. Try of his killing, obviously the left hand. The Yivakash Vakterim Shianichu Ola. What do you think I did then? I have a problem with it. What is it then? That's what bothers me. It bothers me. A person never loses his right hand. Now his left hand is going to be a lot. His left hand is his strong hand, his better hand, his only hand. So, I would have said he has no yacht tail. Like the gentleman asked me before, somebody's ambidextrous, should be puppet from children and gangsters. I tried to smile, to chuckle. I couldn't come up with a good answer why he's wrong, but we have to assume he's wrong. I mean, if he wants, he's wrong. He reminded me of my mezuzah, right? We have no right way to make sure he's part of the mezuzah. So let me ask you a question. The person never has only a left hand. So why are you trying to kill him? Not a Yad Kaya. Asking you for an answer. I don't know. Nope. Quote Achronim, the Chenash of Arashi, Menachos Lamadayna Manal. That's Sharatim Ches. Yes? That's the problem with the Jews. Yes, he spoke about that. That's the previous year. Yes, to him. Wow. Here we go, a charifis. And according to Rolf Foster, they talk about the Foster. They should make a bracha. But they don't make a bracha. It's a sharp shot, but yeah. Right, it's also a question. Right. Kids, that's not going to work for the night. I'm asking you a question. I'm not sure if the Ches goes on this. I don't know who the Achronim are. And I'm not sure Rashi is talking about it. It's just a question for you to figure out. I don't know. I'm just bothering you. But Moshe is out of a couple of shivas in Chelek Aleph, Shivas Ches and Ches, about that the left hand never withered. Completely withered. So some are upset. It's like there's no hand. Like there's no hand. Or the Rashi to this becomes dollar. Job Shagapo is Makusim Aver by a bird or a carbon. How do you define that? You put a needle in and no blood comes out. There's no blood. This should have came up for those who remember from way back in the brain death controversy. For those who are giving you a mouth muckle. So it might be that day, it's only completely withered and dried up and no blood is there, but if it's paralyzed. Through the hand, you got to put on that paralyzed hand. That's what it says. Okay, with this we complete the issue of lefties versus righties, and that last question, some kind of answer, I'd appreciate it. Let's now go back to the Gemara. Where exactly do you put this filling? Oh. I got to say one line in the Mordecai, I just forgot. This is what I was mentioned yesterday. If you haven't thrown out of it yet, the line is Gimel Amar Aleph. Sorry. Where this is about two thirds down the first column, the quote Kitanoi. They were the reader trade the party should be Shamin and Yatea. Most of those two be the Gidan Nikol Yatea of Tanakama Skir, the Yazin and the Safuki Gidan Elo Yatrao. That's the line which says that the Pasha Tajel do as the Tanakama and is arguing. And I'm with our parents. The Machloich is against us. That's the law. And the fact that he said that he's reading those both, so the Goyas is against his Selassie Kitano. I just said this thing. Won't say that line inside. Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm sorry. Lam is Zayin and Alam. Where do you put your children? That's the Gemara about Ma'an Adonai Menashe al-Yotchadu Kizoret. Stop. Well, keep them alive. Ben Anechadu Kotko. Echa, Amadir, Avyanai, Bakum, Sofa, Sofino, Rofe. End of this part of the book. Big toast is there. Whoa, is it big. Trying to prove that the kibbutz is the upper arm, and what, not the entire upper arm, but rather what? The expression of kibbutz being, as opposed to say, where things are gathered, you know, with a muscle gathered, and therefore it's called kivutas basa. Basa kivutas basa. The boren kivutas. I'm not sure if that's a logical distinction connection. Kivutas. The Rambam says very similarly. A basa has tofeah. Tofeah means it's swell. No one knows that the for the biceps, it's more, it's bigger than the other parts of the yarn. The Baruch Hashem, strong young men here in Kiryat Arba, everyone has a big bicep. There's plenty of room on the bicep to fit the tefillin. No matter how big it's filling out, there's no problem. Until you get to the Shemusha Rabba. Shemusha Rabba is a Gaonic work printed in full in the back of the Rosh. It's a Joseph quote from the Old Haggad. Mark also quotes from the Shemusha Rabba. And there are more quotes. Two words. Clock drawer. Clock drawer. What do these two words mean? These sources say the word clock drawer means on the bottom half of the upper arm. Now they get to measure, right? Pick up your hand, and how are you going to measure this? Where did you begin? Where do you end? So, are you measuring the outside? Are you measuring the inside? On top? There's just four sides to your arm. Well, Hashem, I mean, it's more circular, but I mean, I guess you see four sides. Put my hand up. See, my palm is now up. So there are four sides. The top, it's the bottom, and there's the inside, and there's the outside. Now, where do you measure? I assume you start measuring from here. The line of the bone of the elbow. All the way around, that's the bottom point, okay? Everyone agree to that? All the way around. The width top point. That obviously makes a big difference which side you're measuring on. I do love that. So the Svara, I would say, you measure it at the point you put it on the stone. You don't put the stone on the back, underneath. That's not a candidate. You don't put the stone out. That's not a candidate. You put the stone primarily up, although the Pope would say, because of the idea of Connecticut LA, you pulled it a little bit in, right? You measure from here. So where do you stop measuring? Where do you stop exactly? Where do you stop? Where does the drawer end, and where does the shoulder begin? Luke, what do you say? Bone? Shoulder bone? Is there a shoulder? Is there a bone here? Somebody say, is there a bone? If you measure to your bone, you have no problem at all. Right? If you measure all the way up to the bone, you have you have plenty of room. Anyone have a ruler here? Remember a ruler? Thank you. Only a 6-inch ruler, though. Okay, hold on. What's the measure on? So, 12 or 2, I think, to do the trick. I'm measuring from the point even to the elbow, until the palm, until the... Hold on. I'm sorry, can I? Can I spell them in? I'm measuring from here, now I'll measure up to the shoulder bone. How many inches do I have? 10 inches. Now, measure 5 inches to the other side of the cylinder. 5 inches. Should be okay. Okay, if you do that same math for yourself, I'm not sure if I'm typical. If you measure to the shoulder bone, that's 10 inches from the elbow line to the shoulder bone. It's 5 inches to put on my toe. That can do the trick. Anyone disagree and think you measure from a lower point down? I don't know. I'm not sure if you measure on the knee. Lower. Huh? That's probably came in. No. Hold it a little. Hold it over there. That's it. My measure still here. I only have... Oh, it's not tenant. I'm assuming the measure is officially the official measurement of our size now is 10 inches. You have to 5 inches above the line, the elbow line, to put it through. That should do the trick for you. Now, how wide are you filling? I should have measured mine. Well, we'll still do it. Do it up. Open up the box. Am I filling handy? Oh, I'm going to go to the same size as mine. Oh, you're still going to tell them, Dad. I'm trying to avoid a towel today. I want to get a towel today. We'll fill a day. Oh. Okay. We have here Moshe filler. Sure, God. We're on the same size as everyone's standard filler. Okay. I'm going to measure it. I should have done this earlier. Push your left to your right. Okay. Sure. Now, which way are we going?
Something like this way. Okay. Remember the stone? Stone is 2.5 inches. 2.5 inches, including everything. How much? What has to be on the bottom here? The wrap has to be in the bottom here too? We call it mabata? Or just the... this is only 2 inches. Even less than 2 inches. Less than 2 inches here. 2.5 sahako. What is saying the bottom? What has to be on the bottom here? See? Now comes the key question. How big is the measurement between the elbow and what we call the tibor? Right? That's obviously vary upon different people. And as long as you measure when your hand is down, when your hand is up, how do you measure it? And you got obviously different people of different anatomy. The kicker, I've got to measure on myself. It's not working here too well. I have approximately less than 2 inches, I think. Is that correct? You want to measure yourself? Well, it's less than 2 inches. So we have a margin. It's less than 2 inches beneath the kibora. And the best, less than 2 inches. More than an inch, huh? Between an inch and two. I guess it depends on how much bodybuilding that you do or what your anatomy is. It's between an inch and two. Figure. If you have 5 inches, you fill in, especially all you need is the teeth itself, the back itself, which is less than 2 inches. So you're okay. You can have a little bit of a margin. Not that much of a margin. Well, one thing I might throw too high, I might throw too low, and then the bar and shopper will make a check. We'll have everyone line up, and we'll see where the stone is in the right place. Okay, so the car, we have a bit of a margin. Thank you very much for the ruler, thank you for the filling. Gotta put away the way you're used to. It's a very important thing. Okay, let's go on. In any event, the villain of Gaon to the whole thing is wrong. Gilan slack draw means the upper arm as opposed to the forearm, portion. Well, you have the whole way. Wait, it was the whole way, the whole way. But if you look carefully, it's not what it says in the Master Rav, the British Bushwater. That's not quite what it says. Look and sift cotton hay. For those who have a draw, the cotton hay. Hay? Hay, yes, looks like it's hay. You call it the Shibush Rav Flak Drawer. It's all that goes smack for. Smack itself as you put it on the kiboris, the gova. Says a goes smack. Miu en kulo kosho lania ki mechatsia zroa shal yad sara kubudu. Closer to the elbow than to the shoulder. It needs to be shimush rabba plag zroa. Says the gro, he's wrong. What does shimush rabba mean? No, it says kiboris. That's what it means. What does it mean, plug draw? Not for the go smack on the pshat and shibusha rabba. I'll call a kiboris to plug draw. Oops, I did the ruler back. What does that mean? Doesn't mean plug ala mitzoso. Ukashir mokom anocha shnei tfilin. He must mokom yesh biyad shiro and ich mos shnei tfilin. V'cheinil yikad the kol akiboris kosh nech mos tfilin. And the Hadvirka Saliyahu, he says, the Maaseh Rav. What does plak draw mean? Plak ha'em tzoi. Lafuke rov azroa lamala, v'rov azroa lamata. Oh, look sharp. It's only half. But which half? The middle half, where the muscle is. You knock out the bottom 2 inches or so, and the top of the shoulder. Well, not that strong. It's more than 2 inches. I guess it's approximation. From the time the muscle ends until the shoulder bone starts, by me anyway, is 3 inches. And then the bottom is 2 inches. So it's approximation. So if they have 2 inches, 2 inches into the muscle is 5 inches. The two on the bottom is nothing, and five and three on the top is nothing. You have the whole
have the whole five in the middle to put your tool on. Otherwise, he's right. You could put a jar, Superman. I have Muckel and I put Shnei Tvillin and then according to the Shemusha Rava. You can't put low. And you can't put above the top hair. So I can put two sets of Tvillin and that's in those few inches. The Groth is Shtaka Raya. That's the Groth Raya. The whole shot of Hagos Slack is incorrect. So the Mr. Brewer writes that you're such a puny guy, your Tvillin is so big, or both. Better to rely on the Groth than to put Tvillin down here. But this is, as always, people always overreact because you're so scared of putting it down here to put it all the way up. Which is also not the right because most people there's enough room that you can put the whole fill in there without it running going across the 50-yard line. Especially if you are only considering, which I think you should probably should only consider the fill in itself as opposed to the mabart difference of a half an inch, right? It's probably more than half an inch. So that's what I recommend that you do. Yes. Oh no! I was assuming I had to consider the base of the box as well. We call that the tutura, as opposed to the mabat. So there's three ways to measure: the ketsa, which is the box itself; the round thing, not round, chas v'shalom, the square. The square base of the tefillin, and then there's that mabarsa where the strap goes through. I'm a centrist. I think the middle way is the way to measure. Can they release? And there's plenty of room. You have a margin to do it properly. But you should tilt it a little bit towards your body. Connect it a but the heart's not ma'ake. But people sometimes, it's malabatim, they put it out. Facing out, that's not right. It should be facing in a little bit. I don't think it's market. That's the idea of seeing the connected alev, tilt it in. I don't think that's really a connected leaf. I don't think it's a ma'akif. Fine. That takes care of tefillin shell. Yeah. There's an incidental point over here, which I don't know if you picked up, what's called a shulk. That's how you got tired at the end of the person. This is the famous person is the shulk in human beings. It's not the thigh, it's the calf. Woo! A different topic for a different shmooze. Different we spoke about Alaska, a different Indian. This is the type right over here. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it to the end of the type. Now, next, Mokum Shemoko Shaltina Grofei, who Adin Asamach Lemeta Kedemuch Olakamon, Mokum Ro the Tami Vinegachas Anamad Beis. In other words, it starts from the hairline and goes till the end, the higher part of the place where a baby's skull is soft. Right? What's the medical term for that, Natali? Fontanelle. You won't have to spell that one. The fontanelle. The fontanelle can still be detected in an adult a little bit. I'm not sure exactly if you can figure out where your fontanelle is. Can you still feel it there? Somewhere up here, somewhere. The fontanelle. But it's not only the fontanelle. The fontanelle does not go down to the hairline. It starts further up. So the mechaj, it starts at the hairline, it goes all the way up to the top, and that's how you can put on two sets of tefillin again. Mokam yesh barosh, sharal and yechshav shnei tefillin. Otherwise, it's impossible. Same as far as the Gra used in criticizing the pshit of the Hagos smak. Fine. Indeed, the mechaber in Simon Chav Zayin Sif Tes, Mokam anocha tefillin sharosh ma'askola ikrei aseyar mi'mitzkol atzof ha'mokam shemokam shosino grofei. He quotes Tosa Shita Lehalocha. Fine. Nega Echot. And the Rambam has a similar lashon. Sofa Seir V'mokum Shemokha Rofe. Of course, it's the same thing. Of course, the Taz has its famous line, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brewer. The Bilach will end with this today, which everyone should open up, because thank God things have gotten much better. When I was growing up, this was such a major problem. Now, the Lomdim, as we saw, the Bacha has taken over, and it's less, much less of a problem. So old Balabatli, we still see that they're doing things the old way. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan, Lamed Gimel. And he said, the Rabbim Nechsholem B'Yitzazer, it's quoting from the Taz, the Torah Lomachek, Seir, Elyon Maskel B'Mokom HaSeir, Vikra Tzilim Munach HaLametzah, the over Malisa Doraita,
The entire tefillin has to be mevakam sheyesh karka. Kana she'afilu k'seya tachton shel titura. Yeah, that's what I said before, Jaguar, you need a whole titura there also. Not just the place where the bias is, where the parasha, but even the titura, the frame, has to be what? Munach al makom ha'stola tikri ha'seya. Aval ein la'shkiach l'mi sheyesh o'tzara sarukas rachmon l'tan ha'tshub. ששוח מן התחצי המטר, חמור על אסלאם. לניח שם התפילן. כי אסכולה, מוקום התפילן צורך להיות מן אסכולה, איקרי אסר, where it begins, where it touches the scalp, שבפדק עשו למעלו. ויוז איתו לניח קצת למעלו משיר זה. זו המוקום יש בראש ניח שני תפילן. יש לו ישומת למטה על המצח. וכל המניח על המצח מן הקרויים. לא עושה מצווה. וכל בעל נפש יעת על החבר ולילמדם שלא יקושתו בזה. Especially Yuchat V'Sholem, V'Chlal Poshe Yisroel V'Gufo, and Karkas L'Monach Tzilin, and Brochel L'Vatola, wow. Powerful stuff. I'm sorry? What peak? Widow? Oh, I see. Binyamin is giving a demonstration in his own head, Baruch Hashem. Crime of Digarta. Some people, it comes down in the middle. It's not going to help you. Because unless it comes down the width of your tefillin, the whole tefillin has to be higher. So it's not, people have those peaks go down that wide. I don't think it goes that wide. So it won't help at all. There's different questions could be asked. How do you measure your head when it's on? In other words, you put your tefillin on your head. How do you measure it? In other words, the hairline. And here's the hairline. And it's tefillin. But the tefillin is at an angle because your head goes up. So there's a certain line, we'll call it the hairline, okay? Now, the tefillin is on your head. So do you measure from the hairline out? Do you measure up? Do you measure sideways? How do you measure? What's that going over there? How do you measure? Do you follow what I'm saying? Does anyone understand my question? No. The entire tefillin has to be munaf on the above the hairline, right? So I guess I'm not making my question clear. But you have the tefillin is now coming down, okay, coming down, and the hair ends over here. Here's what the guy's a, he's, what the guy's in Williamsburg, he is mamish 0-0, okay, or nasty 0-0, okay?